Hello, this is Life Matters. I'm Richard Adie. You're you. Glad you can join me on Radio National. Today, that feeling of being in the room with someone when you're not. So being in the room with the Dalai Lama. I'll tell you later how you can feel like you really are. And also how to virtually be in the same room as someone who you love, who's far away and maybe not feeling that well. That's coming up as well. Along, it has to be said, with some murders. Before that, though, three apparent suicides, high rates of self-harm, serious mental health problems, some of the alarming concerns identified at Villawood Immigration Detention Centre in a new Human Rights Commission report out today. And this comes the day after the UN's human rights chief criticised, and that's to put it mildly, our treatment of asylum seekers. Australia currently has more than 6,000 detainees, including 1,000 children, in almost a dozen facilities around the country. Author of the report, Human Rights Commission President Catherine Branson QC, is calling on the Gillard government to end mandatory confinement and instead use bridging visas and community detention. I spoke to Catherine Branson earlier today and began by asking, what did she see in Villawood that concerned her most?
Look, it's a very grim place, Richard. I was there for about half a day. I had staff from the commission there very much longer than that. When I left, I felt really drained. It's a very prison-like place, very little outdoor recreational areas, high metal fences, cameras on the top, stationary security guards everywhere. Some of the facilities very old and run down. Very little, as I say, almost no reading material, you know, very limited libraries available to people. It's just a really grim, unpleasant place.
Last month, some inmates rioted and torched the centre in the process, I have to say, losing a good deal of sympathy from many ordinary Australians. Were you surprised that they would go that far?
Look, we weren't surprised. We don't condone, of course, violence, destruction of property, anything of that kind. But you do have to look at the context, and it's well known that long indefinite detention, uncertainty about when people will be relieved, results in mental harm, damage to people's well-being, rising tensions, stress, agitation, and we know that instances of this kind then occur.
Were you able to get any kind of view on how widespread, I suppose, good mental health is inside Villawood? Are most people okay, or...?
Look, it's very hard to say. We did have a consultant psychiatrist with us who was able to inform, you know, our understanding of what we were seeing, but of course we couldn't interview and assess every person. But you do get a sense as you walk around of agitated, stressed people showing obvious signs of mental ill health.
Mm. Well, after the riots, of course, and the arsons, the Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, responded by penalising the instigators with temporary protection visas. Was that the right response?
Well, look, it's very hard to know what the right response is, and I don't want to make a judgment about that. But if people are accused of engaging in criminal activity, I do think that the rule of law is the way to go. We have court systems to deal with allegations of that kind.
It just occurs to me, though, is with temporary protection visas, they can't settle, they can't apply for jobs, they study or housing, and when the visa expires, they go through the whole process of doing it again.
Well, the Commission has been critical in the past of temporary protection visas because they are in many ways inhumane for the reasons that you say. So we certainly would not encourage the government in any circumstances to use these visas again.
How about the children? When you were there, what was your impression of how well the children were faring?
There are no children in the Villawood Immigration Detention Centre itself. They're living in a separate residential area. Small number of children are being detained far too long. The parents of these children were expressing real concern to us about the well-being of their children.
Yes. What does your report recommend the government do instead?
Well, look, we would like every individual to be assessed as to whether or not the release of that individual in the community would be a danger to our community. And that assessment can be done knowing that conditions can be placed on people's rights in the community. They can be electronically monitored, they can have reporting requirements placed on them, they can be required to live in specified places. Unless there's a positive reason to think that someone's presence in our community would be a danger, they should be living in the community, and all children should be living in the communities with their families.
Well, the government said that that's what it wants to happen, in fact. So that would involve bridging visas and community detention. And I can see how it is more humane. What about the cost, though?
Well, there's every reason to think that it would be much cheaper to keep people in the communities than to keep them in our high-secure immigration detention centres.
Right. How confident are you that the government will take notice of your recommendations?
Well, I'm not confident that, at least in the short term, our major recommendations will attract the support of the government. But it is the case that we do talk constantly with the Minister's office and with his department about things that we see in immigration detention centres, and they do listen respectfully to us, and we are able to negotiate improvements at one level. But our main call for a long time has been for mandatory detention to be abolished. I would ask all political parties in Australia to think carefully about whether, as a nation, we can't be more humane in this regard to those who come to our country seeking asylum.
It must be a bit frustrating.
Look, the business I work in is frustrating, but we don't lose hope, and we are always gratified by small moves forward.
Catherine, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Human Rights Commission President Catherine Branson. You're with Life Matters on ABC Radio National. Richard Ady with you. And listening to that interview is Stephen Blanks. He's a solicitor and secretary of the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties. He's been in Villawood several times, and he acts for one of the families inside. He's also interviewed some of the rioters from last month. Stephen, welcome. Firstly, what is your response to the Commissioner's report on Villawood?
This is a very welcome report, and I think this report provides intellectual rigour that the politicians ought to take notice of. This is a report which precisely identifies the problems with our detention system and the particular problems, some individual difficult cases, opposing for the system. And it provides clear messages for how things can be changed.
Right. You visit one family in particular inside Villawood. How are they coping?
The family has been in detention now for well over 16 months, and they're finding it very difficult. The most difficult thing for them is the effect that long-term detention is having on their children. And their situation is that unless government policy changes, they will never be released from detention.
This is the... We should provide some context here, I think. This is the Sri Lankan family, and they're effectively in limbo, aren't they?
They're in limbo. The parents and therefore the children have been found to be genuine refugees.
So they can't go back to Sri Lanka.
So they can't be sent back to Sri Lanka. But they have been assessed by ASIO to be... to have adverse security assessments, a threat to national security. But that's an unchallengeable, unreviewable decision. And, of course, we don't know the reasons for it.
So this is a family with three kids. They're 8, 3, a baby who was born in detention, as I understand. And you're saying there's no legal recourse for them to go to do anything else now. They will stay there at the moment forever.
That's exactly right. Human rights in this country have been left to the politicians to sort out, and so this is a problem for the politicians.
I know this chap I want to ask you about is not in Villawood, but I understand he is in detention. He's been there for 2 years. His wife and child are still in Indonesia. His wife's actually got to the point where she no longer believes that anyone could be detained for that long.
That's right, and it's having the most terrible effect on his mental health, the threat that his wife may abandon him with his young child.
Right. The Commission's report expresses concern about the mental health of detainees. Have you actually seen evidence of how bad things are? Or
I have seen many reports, psychiatric reports, on people in the detention system. The mental health of detainees deteriorates rapidly as the detention is prolonged and as there is no apparent time frame for resolution of their cases.
On Life Matters today, I have with me Stephen Blanks. He's from the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties, and we are really following up the Australian Human Rights Commission report into the Villawood Detention Centre. Interestingly, the UN Human Rights Commissioner, Navi Pillay, who's been in the country for nearly a week but is about to leave, or may have already even got on the plane, is very critical of the way Australia treats refugees. And she's even been reported as saying, and she has acute antennae on this because she's from South Africa, that there's a strong undercurrent of racism here.
Well, first of all, the criticisms that she's making are not just personal opinions. The criticisms are based on a proper understanding of international law and international law that Australia has signed up to but won't enforce within our own borders. The criticisms are absolutely legitimate, and they're echoed and explained in this report from the Australian Human Rights Commission today.
The report recommends the end to mandatory detention, and as I was talking about with the Human Rights Commissioner, Catherine Branson, QC, a move to bridging visas, community detention. Do you think the government will actually accept this and move that way?
The government should understand that it's in Australia's national interest to move that way. What we're creating with mandatory detention is a large caseload of desperate people who will eventually be allowed to remain in Australia, but will be a huge cost to the Australian community. The detention system is an existing unjustified cost, and the cost in the future of the damage that we're causing to people in the detention system will be an ongoing cost for the community.
So you're saying most people who are in mandatory detention will end up being admitted to Australia?
Most people will, because most people who arrive and are put into mandatory detention are found to be refugees or for other reasons cannot be sent to any other country.
Yeah. Some critics, lawyers in particular, it has to be said, say that if Australia had a Bill of Rights, we would have to comply with the UN's guidelines on human rights. This would be taken out of the hands of politicians, in effect. I would imagine you'd have some sympathy with that view.
Well, this is one of the reasons why we need a Bill of Rights, with some enforceability by individuals whose rights are being infringed. It's all very well for the Human Rights Commission to report to government that there are breaches of human rights going on. But so long as the politicians can ignore that advice, and as long as individuals are unable to effectively enforce their own human rights, we have a very deficient system.
I suppose the government would argue, well, the government would not actually say this, but clearly the belief is that if you have this mandatory detention scheme, and indeed Chris Boehm was on the BBC's Persian service overnight, saying if you are thinking of coming to Australia illegally by boat, don't do it. It'll cost you a lot of money. And when you get here, you'll find that essentially it doesn't work out for you. This is to discourage people rather than to actually process them and admit them to the country.
If the government were honest about its international relations and coming up with a regional solution for the asylum seeker problem, it would address more seriously the root causes of the asylum seeker flow. The people who are arriving in Australia are from war-torn countries, quite often countries which have been torn apart in wars where Australia is involved. So these are the consequences of Australia's international policies and other allied countries.
I was going to say, I think it's drawing a long bow to say it's all Australia.
It's not all Australia. It's Australia and its allies. If the world really wants to solve the asylum seeker problem, then they have to address the causes in their home countries.
All right. That is where we'll leave it. Stephen, thank you for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
That is Stephen Blanks. He's a solicitor. He's also secretary of the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties. And look, if you're interested in finding out more on this, you'll find links to the Human Rights Commissioner's report on the website, where we also welcome your comments, abc.net.au/rn/Life Matters. And next on the show, virtual visiting and the difference it can make.